Whitechapel in East London. A hardline vigilante group is trying to impose Sharia law on unsuspecting members of the public.
Muslim area, OK? Alcohol, bad. This is a Muslim area.
It's not just drinkers being targeted.
Yeah, you're gay, mate. Get out of here, mate. Get out of here, you fag.
And women wearing skirts above the knee are also being harassed.
To not dress like that in Muslim era.
Only a handful of men are involved in the self-styled patrols. Five have been arrested on suspicion of harassment, but we joined others who haven't been picked up by the police. These men claim they're simply tackling drunken behaviour where alcohol's already banned from the streets, but they do share many of the same hardline beliefs as those arrested. But Britain isn't the only country struggling to contain such behaviour. In Denmark, an Islamist from another so-called Muslim patrol stands menacingly outside a polling station, vowing to stop Muslims voting. In Belgium, these extremists want existing Sharia courts, which handle family matters, to be expanded to cover criminal matters, including un-Islamic behaviour in Muslim areas. And in Lerida, Spain, hardline Salafist groups have angered locals by demanding pet dogs are banned from public transport and Muslim neighbourhoods. Several dogs have been poisoned. Leading British Muslims like Baroness Varsi have warned their communities need to integrate better into wider society to stop extremism.